Welcome to the Vanderpump Rules After Show. It is Operation Save Raquel, and the girls are here to save her. And three things we can all agree on after tonight's episode. One, we are all here for Katie. Two, we all hate James. And three, what the hell is beer cheese? We're breaking it down next.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What I really want, I'll tell you what I want. What I really want, wanna. Yes.
Hey.
Yes. You know what I really want, you guys?
What do you want? What do you want?
I want Raquel to leave James.
I want Raquel to wake up.
I also want Raquel to leave the show, but that's just me. I'm Zach Peter. Thank you guys for tuning into the Vanderpump Rules After Show, episode 3 of season 7. We're breaking it down next, and here to join me is the OG herself. Please welcome back Miss TDP.
Stop it. Oh my gosh, you guys, I'm so happy to be here. I'm so excited to talk with you guys. I've missed you.
We've missed you. And we're also excited to welcome our newest addition this season. Yay! Please welcome Mr. Archie. What's up?
Hey, I'm Archie J. I accept that. Thank you for having me.
We're excited. This is fun.
Yeah.
You guys know what I don't accept.
What do you not
Raquel
accept?
This season. Why are we trying to make Raquel a thing right now?
We still are. It's I don't know why.
I don't get it. Archie, initial thoughts on this week's episode.
On this week's episode, I just feel like there are some weak links amongst the group and I am over it.
Name them.
Raquel has to go. I mean, I'm over it. Go back to college, girl. Get off the show. It's done for you. Mm-hmm. Plus, I'm really hungry. I want some beer cheese.
Like, what is
what
beer cheese?
Okay, beer
so
no, I've had it. I've had
gross.
It.
Gross. No.
It's so good.
Queso from Chili.
It's got a little yeast step in it.
But
it's good.
Not beer cheese. Mm-hmm. That doesn't sound good to me.
It's good.
You guys, this live chat is lit. Lindsay's already... Lindsay, we haven't even gotten to serve the verdict, but you're already serving it. She said the verdict is in. Raquel is an idiot. I feel like I need more proof, because she said that about James. What more proof do you need other than the woman telling you that she's been sleeping with your man for 3 years? WTF. Lindsay, we are here with you. If you guys are in the live chat, start commenting right now because we're going to be breaking it all down. We're going to be serving the verdict. We're going to be crowning our pumptini. We got some predictions about next week. We got lots and lots of feels. Teague DP, how are you feeling about this week's episode? What are your initial thoughts?
I mean, here's the thing. I just don't understand. You don't need more proof. I've been cheated on and no one has ever come to me with actual evidence like that. And if they do, you legit have to believe them. That's crazy. Why would anybody just... go out there
and
say
agree.
What?
No!
What?
Because, like, it's not like she had video or pictures. A lot of women can say, I slept with your man. You're like, okay, well, you have to have the spirit of discernment and figure out what's going on.
Okay.
I don't know.
I hear you. But I'm with TDP on this one because she was with them at Coachella. Like, she was physically in proximity.
Right.
Like, there was proof of them all hanging out together. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a very believable story. And when she's not the first one to come out and actually admit that, like, she slept with him, like, it's a little too fishy. Now, I do have a point to make because last week... I was dragged a little bit about how last season we gave Hope so much crap, or not Hope, Faith so much crap. Again, the stripper names. I can't get with it.
How weird is that they're
so
both...
So we dragged, or I mostly dragged Hope last season about... Faith about being the mistress that tried to break up Jax and Brittany by being the girl that came forward on camera. And, you know, people are like, well, what's the difference between Faith and Hope? Why did you drag Faith and why did you not? And why are you for Hope? Because last week, Teague, I was like very pro Hope.
Uh-huh.
And so my point is, Hope came in, like I said last week, Wreck-It Ralph came to like just tear it up. And she is like owning the fact that she slept with him, owning that she's a mistress, and owning like she's here to just like she's thirsty and she's owning her thirst. Like she's pouring Gatorade all over herself.
Well, don't
right now.
You think Faith did? She had audio recording.
Okay, but see, Faith played the whole like victim, and you can't play the victim and the mistress at the same time. And Faith was like, I don't know how we recorded it on my phone. I don't know how the audio leaked on the show. Mm-hmm. Like I think I might be right. She played such a victim and like, I don't know how this happened. I slipped, like Jack slipped inside me. Like that doesn't just happen.
Right.
You know, like
True.
She consciously, True. Like at least Hope is owning that she consciously slept with James. Faith consciously slept with Jax to get on the show and like didn't own that. She's like, I don't know how this happened. Scandal.
These are such positive names for such sleazy women.
I know. And like very like faith oriented. Oh, wow.
If your name is Faith, if your name is Hope, if your name is Charity, any of those stripper names, like we know you shady.
We know.
And we know. Yeah. Okay, let's get into our first topic, which I'm actually here for, and I ship this relationship, Stassi and Ariana.
Yeah.
Ariana has, like, hated Stassi for several seasons, like, we'll never be friends, and now, like...
They're BFFs.
Yeah. Archie, how are you feeling about this blonde duo?
I love the union that's going on because as Stassi said, you know, she had no problem with her, but Ariana was the one being, you know, not so nice. Mm-hmm. So I like the camaraderie. They share the same birthday. They're blonde. They're young. They're hot. And I've seen growth within both of them, mm-hmm. you know, so I'm not mad at it. Plus, I feel like this birthday party is going to be epic.
Oh, it's going to be so epic.
Yeah, it is going to be epic. Here's the thing. I'm 100% for this relationship, and I love it because it's kind of one of those experiments because we have seen Stassi be so incredibly nice, like overly nice to Ariana just to try and be her friend. Mm-hmm. And one day, Ariana's like, I'm just going to have to be your friend. So it's kind of a good social experiment, you know? It's like when you just don't want to be friends with somebody, but you do it anyways,
yeah.
and then you end up loving each other. I just like it. I like the whole thing. So I'm a big fan.
I am too. I feel like... I love that Stassi, like, owned her stalker
yeah.
vibe and, like, is like, I just stalked her until she was friends with me and now we're BFFs.
And she didn't
like,
have to.
She did not have to. I have not loved a blonde duo more than Teague DP and I.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard to compare against us, but... Yeah.
I can't wait to see this birthday party between the two of them. It's going to be lit. Did we like seeing Teddy from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? It was very so like sweet. Short and sweet.
Yeah, I wish I had an older sister who could give me a job at Vander, you know, at the place.
But, you know, I mean, he's going to be a barback.
He's going to be a barback. He has to start at the bottom.
But it'll probably be on the show because it was a storyline, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Or I think that they're trying to do some more crossovers between the shows, which is interesting. So
I feel like the brother's going to bring drama.
Are we doing crossovers because their ratings are hurting? I don't think ratings are hurting.
I don't think ratings are hurting. I think it's kind of fun to see. I feel like it's fun for people to see them mm-hmm. interact because they are in the same town.
It's all down the street from each other.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. Live chat. Lindsay says, the difference is that Hope may have been getting lied to by James regarding the nature of James's relationship with Raquel. You, Carl, you were with them in Coachella. You knew the relationship. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm with you on this one, Lindsay. She said, doesn't excuse her behavior, but it counts. Lindsay also said Hope was 100% believable tonight. Do you believe that Hope... Well, you said that you kind of didn't. Yeah. Has that changed in the past 2 minutes?
The only reasoning that I believe her is she said it's been going on for 3 years.
3 years.
Which is a very long time. Now, if it was just the one little Coachella slip up, I'm like, okay, girl.
I mean, but, like, that happens, you know, if you have somebody that's...
Doesn't
like,
you just accidentally sleep with somebody at Coachella? I've accidentally slept with somebody several times outside of Coachella, so...
No, I'm just saying, I feel like if you have somebody that you've kind of been with or whatever, like, maybe...
You just fall in the bed?
I don't know, you guys. I don't know logistics. I'm just saying that maybe...
He just falls into your mouth?
Okay, you guys.
Wow, or anything.
This is hard. You guys are making this tough. I just feel like...
It is hard. Hope knows.
Ah! I'm done. I'm done. I throw in the towel. Oh. I don't give her any more excuses. I can't do it. Yeah.
Clarence says, Stariana, I ship. I love Stariana. Hashtag
that is
Stariana.
Cute. That I like that.
Very cute.
Love that.
Erica Pye says, of course, Sheena seems like she is already jealous of Stassi and Ariana. How do you think... Mm-hmm. Stassi and Ariana being friends is going to affect Sheena's relationship with the group.
It's bad. Mm-hmm. It's bad news for Sheena because I think that Sheena needs kind of all the allies that she can get. I just wish... I talked to Sheena probably like a week before the premiere this season, and she was like, we're in a good place now. The Witches of WeHo and Sheena, we're in a good place at the end of the season.
Okay.
So I think that we will see their relationship hopefully begin to... You know, everybody's friends again, but I'm not sure if we're seeing it right now on the show.
Yeah.
I think that right now, Sheena at least is telling me.
Well,
that
in order for it to get good, it has to get bad. Like, we're going to have to see that rocky, tumultuous
storm. Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. We'll see. But if you haven't seen that interview, you should check it out because it was interesting. I'm surprised no one picked it up.
Where can we find it?
It's on, it was a Popcorn Talk interview that I did. It was at the Mowgli premiere. Maybe I can, like, put a link in here somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah, comment a link so everyone can check that
out.
Yeah,
it's interesting. She had some interesting stuff. She saw Rob at a Chargers game and said she turned into a dead fish.
Interesting.
She said she, like, couldn't... It was awkward. What else did she say?
Okay, I need to get your opinion on this, because in the past 2 weeks, Sheena opened up on the show about Rob, and she basically said that, like, she tried to shift her narrative a bit about how the breakup happened, and she said that, you know, she went over one day, and then, you know, he kind of just blew her off because he was watching sports, and, you know, he was kind of being a jerk to her, and then eventually he kind of just broke it off at the end of, you know, her coming over and watching the game, which I found so interesting, because last season on the show, we had talked about how she was still so, they were still, they acted like they were still so close after the breakup, and they were friends with benefits. So I want to know what you think about her new story saying that he was a tool from the breakup, and like she really wasn't into him as soon as they broke up.
Right. Oh, wait, you guys, I haven't seen you guys in so long.
Yeah,
I have
so long.
A story for you, really quick tea time. I am in Hawaii randomly. Like a few months ago, I don't know, probably 5 months ago, and I'm doing this random job, and I open, this is the 32nd floor in a random Hawaii island, not really, but kind of, opens the door, you guys, it's Rob Valletta. So of course, I'm like, what, Rob, here on my floor, randomly at the same hotel. So long story short, I ended up meeting up with him later, we kind of talked about the whole show. Yeah, well, not like, not scandalous, I'm just saying. Right. And we talked kind of a little bit about the Sheena thing. And he is trying to be politically correct, I think, and just saying he couldn't handle the pressure of being on the show, and it was kind of, he used the same narrative that they did last season, about the girls kind of getting involved was the reason that they broke up. But it's interesting to hear that now she's, I don't know. They're not talking for sure now, and they weren't then. So I think, and when I talked to Sheena a few weeks ago, she was saying that the past year, she hasn't seen him in this year at all. So I don't know what that provided for you guys, but isn't that crazy? Same floor.
Crazy
in Hawaii.
She still says that she's single currently, not dating anybody. But yet she's been seen, and her Instagram feed is like full of Adam, the barback that she tried to set Brittany up with last week.
And she said that they're not dating. I asked her.
I know.
I said, what's going
on? She said that. But Archie, I mean, come on. He's all over her Instagram feed.
I mean, when you're posting someone on your Instagram feed, it's a real deal. She maybe doesn't want to be public with it, but they're at that level.
But I don't know why she's not.
So in Tea Time last week, we covered that Jack spilled the tea that she was also fooling around with the manager of Tom Tom.
Ooh, she's sloppy.
So she has two guys in her.
But she said she was dating. I mean, she said multiple people. When the guy asked her out, I think like last episode, she was just like, I'm dating a few people, so she's dating a few people.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Jax put her on blast for dating two very specific people, but only one of them is populating, of all people, Jax, yes. But of all of them, only one of them is consistently popping up on her Instagram, and that's Adam.
It's Adam. I know, but I asked her point blank, I said, what's going on with Adam? And she said, I'm not dating, we're just friends. I'm with him, and I love him. I was like, can you just...
That sounds
admit it.
So backwards.
I know. I don't know, guys. I don't know. What?
Lindsay is calling you out, T. Just don't fall for that boy now. He's cute, but he is not cool.
Believe me, I would not.
That cute. Let's be real.
I would not. No. I mean, I do. It's weird when you, like, are, like, around. Because they're just, it's normal, you know. And I think sometimes we get wrapped up in the narrative of the show. And there's so much that we don't see that I think, you know, everybody's really cool, but... You know.
That's why we do a good job of like trying to find the tea, so that what you see on TV is what, and we also on our after show break down the gossip online. Right. We follow their Instagram feeds, and you're gonna want to follow us.
Yeah.
Archie, where can people go to follow us and keep up with our after shows?
Well, hey, After Buzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channels, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow.
That's right.
And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional.
Yes.
So hit that subscribe button now for this channel, and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. And let us know that you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. And for now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
That's right. We love you guys. We love when you weigh in. It's funny, last week in the live chat, people were like, I just subscribed, and we shouted you guys out. So So if you subscribe right now, let us know in the live chat so we can share your screen name on live.
We see you.
And like,
we see you.
Let people follow you because we want people to follow you because we love you guys.
Yeah.
So be sure to subscribe. This is the Reality Channel. We're going to be here every week. Every week. Ooh, I lost my breath for a minute. Okay. Uh-huh. Next topic, Katie.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So we saw last week and at the top of this week's episode, James is a bit of a tool to Katie. He went again with the weight comments.
That's not cool, man.
So cheap.
I do have to say that I really loved Tom Schwartz's comments when he went to James and he's just like, she is beautiful and she is gorgeous. And he was just like giving her all the compliments. And he's like, you just need to know my wife is the bee's knees.
Not only that, she's luscious.
Luscious. That was the word.
Somebody who likes the thick, luscious is a good word to go for.
Luscious.
I think that this was sweet.
Luscious panel.
Yeah, finally we see Tom doesn't always stand up for the cause. You know, he's not always down for the cause and to say something. And I think that it was nice and refreshing to see he stands up for his wife. And it was a bro type of stand up. But I think that that's good. You know, he's standing up to James.
He didn't come in too hard or too aggressive. It was still polite, but like checking James is like what you did and what you said was not cool. And I don't appreciate this.
Right.
Archie, do you think he should have been stronger, or do you think that he did it in the right way that was respectful but still firm?
You know what? He said he does not like confrontation, which I totally get. I used to be there as well. I used to shake and get the hives or whatever. Mm-hmm. But now it's just like, if you're not coming in stern, then I feel like it's a little bit weak. I feel like since they had that relationship, it went well because... As predicted, James was very, you know, apologetic and, oh my God, I'm so sorry, it's never going to happen again.
Mm-hmm.
But it was awkward at first. He came up to him because he didn't want to come up to him. It's very weird to approach someone with drama, but
yeah, he did it.
He did it.
I think he defended her in a good way. He used some really good adjectives that I didn't think were even in his vocabulary, but he knows how to use a thesaurus.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm here for you, Tom Schwartz. You need to stick up for Katie a lot more.
Right.
What do we feel about Katie's ultimatum to Lisa?
Woo.
About, like, you need to get rid of James or else I'm leaving.
So I think this is interesting because from a politically correct way of doing business, all that stuff. Like, I think it's an interesting conversation because if Lisa lets him stay, then that's kind of supporting that type of behavior in the workplace, and that looks bad on Lisa and the organization. So I don't know how I feel about this. But it is tough because obviously James has built up this Tuesday night deal. I mean, maybe I don't think James is going to go away, and I don't think Katie is going to go away. But I do think that maybe some sort of agreement will be worked out. Maybe they can't work the same shifts or whatever. But I don't know. I thought it was interesting.
Okay. Save your predictions for, like, what we think is going to happen next week.
Right.
Don't spill that yet because we want to tease that for the end of the show.
Right.
But, Archie, how are you feeling? Do you think Katie was right to give Lisa an ultimatum?
I think she was absolutely right because we are in this phase where, you know, women are better than ever. There's these movements, and you can't have blatant disrespect, especially when it comes to like a weight issue, and we've known that she's had problems with this in the past. It's just disrespectful, so where you have to put your foot down. And plus, like, we're all like nearly 30 at this point. It's very childish, so.
Right.
Yeah, I think he likes to play like the I'm young, I'm, you know, dumb, and I say dumb stuff, but I'm sorry. But like at some point, like that gets old, and you're like a grown adult, and you need to take accountability for your actions, and you need to stop doing them.
Right.
Like, you need to stop being such a tool.
Right.
Like, you need to hang up the hammer and just, like, be a decent 25-year-old person.
But who's going to make him do that? Raquel?
No.
You know,
Raquel,
it's
she
like
can't do nothing.
Nobody's really holding him at a high standard.
Raquel
is
busy, like, paying attention to the pigeons. She is not going to help
him. No, she's busy putting on that glitter eyeshadow, which was really good.
Okay, can we get into that? Let's get into girls' night. Thank you, Archie. So the girls, so it's Operation Save Raquel. According to Brittany really wants to help Raquel because she went through this last season with Jackson. So she's like, we're going to rally. We're going to help her. We're going to get her, like, see the light and see that James is just an awful person and she should not be with him. And so we get to girls' night, and she shows up with, like, her reunion look ready.
Yes!
She has, like, full glitter eyeshadow.
Come through.
Like, her hair is, like, professionally done. Like, she came.
She was excited to be invited.
She's like, I got a full scene on Vanderpump Rules, Mom. I am living for this moment right now.
Live, girl.
But I'm not living for her.
Ooh.
How are you feeling about this girls' night, Archie?
First of all, shout out to...
Tabitha says, Raquel looks like a Stepford wife.
Oh,
I agree with you, Tabitha. Archie may say the but I'm like, yes, girl. I feel
so
you.
She looks so cute. Well, I feel like it was very nice for
her
to get that.
She looks cute like Bambi looks cute.
She does. She has very Bambi
tendencies,
right? She looks cute
like Bambi looks cute before he's about to get hit by a train when he's tied on the train tracks.
But you know what? Somebody's got to be Bambi in the story. Yeah. Somebody's got to die.
Do they? Bambi's... I don't know. I need a little bit of, like... A little bit of spice.
Well, we do. He's right. You do need a Bambi
because
there needs to be somebody that gets hit by the train, or else there's no drama.
Boom.
Okay, but like, can you not defend yourself against the train a little? I don't know.
You need to get off the tracks, girl.
That's where you lose me.
I feel like it was very. First of all, I'm really happy that she got the invite. You know, that's nice. Come together, camaraderie. She's not alone because I feel like she said that he treats her so nice at home, but
like a queen.
But eventually she got down to saying that he doesn't always treat her the best way, so I feel like there may be some abuse going on in that house. So I am really happy that the girls invited her out to give her that support system, because you never know. But I did feel like it was very mean girl for the girls to walk away when she got there.
And go to the bar and have drinks. TDP, was the... Damn it, I lost my train of thought. I had a question for you, and it was a really good question. Okay, was... Nope, I lost it.
Raquel?
Here's the thing. I thought that this was a nice idea. I thought that the girls' night was a nice idea. However, I don't know if it was a very supportive environment. I think that they kind of came at her, which I think someone should.
Yeah.
I think someone should be like, hey, are you mm-hmm. good?
Are you awake?
What?
Are you woke, sis?
The girl's telling you that she did this and you're not believing it? It's a bit crazy to me. I think it's nice to... that these girls are kind of taking her under their wing a bit more this season than they have.
Okay, the bleach wore off and I remembered my question.
Thank God.
Did Brittany genuinely invite Raquel to this kind of drinks? Or was this set up by production? Because we want to see more of Raquel because she's younger, she's prettier, and she's with James.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, of course it was a production thing because they had to do the storyline. Also, the second clue that it was 100% upset up by production is she didn't get there at the same time as the other girls. So Brittany had to be there to preface it. That's what the beginning of the scene is. And then we have Raquel walk in after they've already talked about her. That's exactly... Yeah, it's so obvious.
Dun-dun-dun.
But I do think that genuinely Brittany does want to help Raquel in some strange way. I think she wants to... Because she does...
She wants to help everyone.
My God. Brittany's great.
Brittany is from Kentucky.
Yeah.
She just wants to save the world. Uh-huh. She wants to save one Bambi at a time.
Yeah, with beer cheese. Here's the deal. I think that it was cute, and I think it's sweet that hopefully... I'm not sure it's going to get through to Raquel, and honestly, I don't think Raquel wants to know. I think Raquel wants to be like, oh, no, let's
she
just
said
pretend.
She doesn't.
Yeah, right. I think she just wants to pretend like this isn't happening. I just want to have fun being on the show. I don't want to know that James is cheating on me, because I already know that. I don't need it to be reminded, you know? I don't know.
Erica Pye agrees with you. She said, Raquel is just there for the fame. She better get something for putting up with James. She's getting camera time. That's what she's getting.
Yeah.
She got more camera time, and she's getting a check. It's called a J-O-B, and she's here for it.
Yeah, 100%.
Clarence says, Britt was Raquel last season. See, I get that. I see that point of, like, she wants to save her because she was there before.
No.
But, also, it's just...
Brittany was smarter than this, though.
Brittany was smarter than this.
She had some type of intellect.
And she broke up with him a few times.
And Jax was smarter than Jane. Like, Jax even said, yes, there were all these accusations about me cheating, but, like, they were all true, and I really did cheat, and at some point I needed to be accountable for my actions. Where James is, like, in complete denial that he's ever cheated. Like, James at this point doesn't even admit that he's, like, liked a thought on Instagram.
Right.
Right.
And, like, we all know he's sleazy.
Yeah. 100%.
He's the white Kanye. 1,000%. He's the white Kanye.
Oh,
jeez.
I did feel... The only time I did feel Raquel in this episode was when all the girls are like, we're going to go to the bathroom. And then we cut to a scene of them at the bar with other ordering their martinis. That was a little shady, girls. I love me some Stassi and Katie, but that was a little shady, I have to admit.
Well, you know. It's also, but you
it
could
happens.
Like, you could pretend like that's a production thing too, those girls. Oh, they needed us to go over here. I don't know. I feel like I'd use that as a crutch.
Wait, no. Also, speaking of the girls' night situation, the only person who was not there...
Mm-hmm. Say it.
Sheena
Shea.
Now, is she going to be ticked off about this?
Completely.
Sheena gets ticked off about everything that doesn't include her and the fact... I think she's really going to be jealous of the fact that Ariana and Stassi are hanging out.
She's going to hate that.
I honestly... I'm a little bit worried for her. Sheena? I do like Sheena. And I'm a little bit worried she's kind of getting phased out of the whole storyline. I'm not really sure what is going to keep her
She was really upset that she wasn't featured much in the trailer.
Was she? Well,
she tweeted. She says that she gets snubbed every season, and this season was no surprise that she was not featured in the trailer. I mean, look, unless you're bringing the heat, like... Yeah. You're not going to get featured much.
Right. You can't be everybody's friends, too. I think that's what
she's very pancakey. She flippy flops everywhere. Very pancakey.
Yeah.
I love that analogy.
I do, too. That's good. She's a pancake.
Andre said, what would you do if you were Sheena? And he spelled Sheena wrong. Andre. if I were Sheena, I would stop, like, trying to please the world. Like, I feel like she's just trying so hard. Mm-hmm. Lindsay says Sheena is currently on her way. O-U-T out.
Can she go back to Vegas?
Yes.
I don't think Vegas wants her back.
Okay.
The thing about Sheena is she's too much of a people pleaser that it almost, like, it kind of, like, makes you lose interest. Because you're I mean.
She, like, is so desperate for attention and for everybody to love her that it just gets to the point where, like, it's inauthentic. And it's just, like, stop. Like, stop trying so hard and, like, people will actually be on your side if you just act like a real human being.
And I think also last season we touched on the fact that we just want her to open up and just own just, like, a few things. Just own it. If you own it, like, Stassi will own her flaws.
Yeah.
People that own their flaws, you're like, oh, okay, I appreciate it. At least you see it. At least you're going to talk about it. But Sheena, there is something that I don't think she wants to expose herself in that way.
She's starting to open up and like, own her flaws, but it's too late. It's after everybody on Twitter, everybody that watches the show. It's after they come for her and they're like, you're, you know, this or you're that. And then, you know, she kind of lets them dictate how she feels and what she owns afterwards, which, again, is just very inauthentic. It's fake. It's not genuine. Like, you have to see yourself. You have to be like, okay, I look stupid here. Yeah. I tried too hard here and, like, own it in the moment. But she waits for everybody else to, like it or dislike it before she determines what she's going to do. And I think that's her biggest issue.
That.
And on that note, I think it's time to serve the verdict, you guys.
Oh my gosh. Dun dun dun.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
First question. Ariana ditching Sheena. Are we a fan or do we think that was really shady? She was friends with her for so long. Like, you know that is 7 years of history right
People
there.
People grow apart.
But
people
I would
grow apart.
I would low key be really upset if I was Sheena, just because Sheena's been there for Ariana.
Yeah,
And I think was a bit shady for me, to be honest.
It was shady,
and especially when you know how Sheena's going to react. You are friends with her.
It was shady because she went and like befriended Stassi, who Sheena has had serious issues with over.
I don't know. I don't feel like that was the problem. I feel like the problem is, like, we're all grown. We can be friends with who we want to be friends with. But when she said at the bar that she doesn't care to invite Sheena and doesn't want to tell her just because she doesn't see their friendship as close as they were, but then Sheena has her confessional. She's like, that's my BFF. It's like, which one is it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think Sheena and Ariana at some point kind of lost that closeness, and now it's just become like a story that Sheena's been comfortable with, that they've been friends and that they've been close, and now she's going to use this as like a sympathy card to like get people to feel bad for her because Ariana dumped her for Stassi.
Bye.
But like, I mean, if your own friends are dumping you, like that says something, girl. Lindsay says the verdict is in and Raquel is an idiot.
Less than smart.
Sam Collins says, I can't believe Ariana has put up with Sheena for 7 years. She needs a break. I feel you. We all need a break from Sheena Shea.
But, I guess after I talked to her, I just kind of like Sheena more than I thought I did. But I do feel bad for her because...
In what sense?
It's hard out there.
What
She's
is hard?
She's trying to be
Rob,
friends with everybody.
He's over her.
I know, but it's just, I don't know, you guys.
Erica Pye says, fan of Ariana leaving Sheena. Yes.
There you go.
There's a reason why they don't hang out now.
That is true. That's valid.
It's true. Valid. Like, at some point, you need to get rid of those toxic friends. You need to get rid of, like, that draining energy from your life.
Plus, she's just fake these days.
Upgrade.
You know?
From everything about her is very fake. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Next.
Okay.
Meemaw's beer cheese, yay or nay?
I'm so excited for this cheese.
What is... Okay, oh Archie, please explain to me what beer cheese is. Okay. Please.
It. I don't get it.
Okay, well, maybe because I lived in the middle of nowhere for 2 years, I know what beer cheese is, and it's delicious. I mean, there's all... don't do that.
I hate cheese and I hate beer. I'm not living for this life.
See, I don't like beer, but it's so good. It's just like the little combination of the two. You got the little yeast and you let it marinate and does whatever it needs to do. I'm not in there making it, but putting it in your mouth, savoring the moment. Let me take you
on
this journey.
I'm very cautious about what I put in my mouth these days, Archie.
Well, I'm trying to expand your horizons. Let's expand.
Okay, so
expand,
I mean,
my palate.
I guess I'm excited. I do think that from a marketing standpoint, I think it's very cute that they're doing the Meemaw.
Yeah,
But I honestly think that they should have a picture of them. I think it should be like Jackson Brittany cheese.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm kind of like there for that. And I think it would be good for their marketing. I don't know. I'm just saying.
It would do
better. I'm not on the marketing team.
Marketing-wise, I think this is way off brand for Vanderpump Rules.
What?
We are young, hip, sexy West Hollywood.
No,
we're
but
not
she
like,
brings that country edge. You gotta have a little bit of it.
And also, like, there are definitely people that watch this everywhere.
Yes, come on.
Wow.
Don't forget about them.
Everybody in the live chat right now is here for the beer cheese. Lindsay
oh,
says
really?
Yes. Alibaba says it's a dip and she's
Ooh.
Here for it.
Okay.
Erica Pie says, cheese me, please.
Okay.
Lindsay says yes to the beer cheese. Those two need some direction in their life.
Valid.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Clarence says Jax is going to try and have that on the Tom Tom.
I was
going
to say, do you think
we're
it could be in the
restaurant? Same page, Clarence. Yes,
fair.
I thought so for sure.
Fair.
Yeah.
Because he literally
fair.
Introduced it while he was in Tom's apartment.
Yeah.
Okay, last serve the verdict.
Same page, Clarence.
Raquel, is she a lost cause?
Archie?
Is Raquel a lost cause? We'll start with you, Archie.
Yes, she's a lost cause. I mean, she is blind. She's blindsided by love or fame.
She has stripper eyes.
She has stripper eyes.
Stripper eyes. They're dead.
They're not Bambi anymore. They're stripper.
She's like frail like Bambi with stripper eyes.
Oh, okay. That's cute. yeah, I mean, she's not believing anything. She's not... It's just like we all had that friend who was like, you're less than smart. You seem like you're 18. Well, she's 23. But it's just like it doesn't make any sense because you can do a lot of other things to stay on the show that you don't have to make yourself look completely dumb. Like go sleep with somebody.
Yeah. Sleep with somebody that has a boyfriend.
There you go.
And you got it.
We all share each other on the show.
Ooh, everybody thinks Raquel is a lost cause.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nobody in the live chat is here for it. TDP, do you disagree?
Unfortunately, I do not disagree. Mm. I agree with everybody. I mean, it's tough again. She wants to stay on the show, I think, is like the bottom line. And I think that, you know, her way to do that is to stay with James. And I do think she likes the guy. I do think James is likable. When he's sober.
I think he sounds like a fun bad boy.
On a scale of 1 to 10, James is like a 0.5 likable.
But think about how much fun he is. Like,
you can
James
do with that for 3
party.
Months.
I do think James brings the party. I think James is a fun time. And I think that his like personality is
infectious. Life is not always
I completely
party.
Disagree with you. James does
Come
not
on.
Bring...
Come on.
James is that friend at the party that you're like... Okay, funny for like 2 minutes, and then you're like, homeboy is sloppy, and then he just starts to wreck everything.
And you never want to hang out with them again.
You never want to hang out with them again. You don't want him to come back to the party.
Nope.
You won't go to your friend's house again if he's there because you're just like, like he's just like that hot mess friend. Trust me, I've been that hot mess friend. I know nobody likes it.
I can see that.
You need to recover. You need to turn your brand around, James. No.
Have y'all been to Tuesdays?
See you next Tuesday
night.
Yeah,
have you been to Tuesday?
I have not.
Oh.
Have you, Teague?
I haven't been yet. We should go. Why have we gone?
We'll
go. We'll do some research.
If he still has a job. We need to fact check that first.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's move into some tea time.
Okay. I'm excited.
Jax is here, and he's like a new Jax.
Tea time.
Get your
tea ready.
Should we clink our cups? Yes, we should clink our cups.
Where's my cup?
Archie
we're sorry,
does not
Archie.
Have a cup.
Oh,
Archie,
okay.
You need
You're
get
new.
With it.
That's
rude. Archie, you can't sit with us.
That's rude.
Jokes, you guys. Jokes. Okay, so Jax is here, and Jax says he... Two Fab covered Jax's article with Men's Health. He recently opened up to Men's Health, and he says that the only thing that got him through the tumultuous craziness of last year was weed and Britney.
I love the honesty.
Wait. I'm so surprised you didn't mention Reiki. What?
Reiki apparently didn't do what we thought it was doing for him.
Interesting.
Reiki did not work for Jax, but apparently weed and Brittany did. And look at these photos of Jax in Men's Health right now. Look at that body. So he says that he gained 60 pounds during this craziness of the last season. Mm-hmm. And he has since lost 42 pounds. I mean, look at those abs.
You like that?
I don't like gassing him up at all. Why are we doing this?
What do you mean?
I don't want to pump him up. Mm-mm. It's Jax.
He's already pumped enough.
He knows.
This is Jax 2.0.
He knows.
I'm here for Jax 2.0.
You are.
I'm here for it. Like, I would hit that.
Yeah, well, you're a little horny.
He looks great.
It's been a minute, RG. It's been a minute.
He looks great. It's still Jax Taylor. Uh-uh. And I don't like giving him any credit because he's, I don't know.
Last season, he looked really gross and sleazy. And again, he gained 60 pounds and just had this like gross odor around him. Yeah. But now he's like a new Jax.
I like them together.
Him and Brittany look gorgeous together.
They do. But I want her to just like keep him. I don't want him posing in magazines like that. Like, I think he just needs to be at home with Brittany, to be honest. You know? Okay. I don't know.
That does look like a single man photo shoot.
You know?
Like Bachelor. Like, I'm the new Bachelor,
that's not even
everybody.
Fair to say.
Come and get a rose.
Because we always have like People Magazine, like Man of the Year, and they're shirtless, and we got the Tom Brady's and the Idris Elba's and the Bradley Cooper.
He's having a comeback moment, and I'm actually here for it.
Yeah, we know.
And I'm not the only one. Apparently, Lindsay agrees with me. She's loving Jax 2.0.
Okay.
If anybody disagrees with me, now is your chance to weigh in the live chat. Clarence said, so I realized James kept wiping his nose when Raquel was talking. It was not cold during Pride in Kelly. Mr. James is eating that pasta again. Tig, is that what's going on right now?
I would say probably. I don't know. I didn't see that, but I'd say probably.
So we showed a picture of Jax and Brittany. Uh-huh. And so apparently this beer cheese thing is really happening.
Yay.
And they're like legitimately trying different kinds of cheese to put beer in. And like they're trying to make this a thing right now. Are we here for it?
I'm here for it all day, every day. I'm not eating it.
I'm a hard no on this one.
I'm excited to try it.
Thank you.
Last one in tea time. So we saw Lala got engaged over the summer, back in September. So she had her engagement party.
Yes.
Why it took her like almost a year to have an engagement party, I don't know. But look, we have a photo that she posted on Instagram of her with Randall. I mean, and he is just like singing to her. What is happening right now? It's so cute.
They're so in love. It's like, it kind of makes me just like sad about my own state of affairs. But here's the deal. Like, I am upset we weren't invited because there were a lot of people at this party.
Yeah.
What are we doing wrong?
I don't know. I mean, I'm here for... I love how much she loves Randall.
I know. I do. I am really excited about this whole thing.
And he seems to really like her. And I've been following him and trying to get to know him better and, like, give him the benefit of the doubt, even though she's, like, this gorgeous young woman. Mm-hmm. And he's, you know, he's a little older. But, I mean, I don't know. I'm coming around to the two of them, and she looks really happy, and he looks like he's really, obviously he's really happy. She's like a hot bombshell.
It's not gonna
but
last.
Like, you don't think it's gonna
last?
How long do you think it will last?
How you get them is how you lose them. Like, I don't know. It's not gonna work out. No, it's gonna be a nice, solid 4 or 5 years.
I don't know. Here's the thing. They post so much about each other,
it's
and
obnoxious.
They are so in love that I
but
like.
But see,
actually
those
love
are the
it.
Ones that don't last.
Exactly.
The ones
really?
That have to
You're
constantly
oversaturating
post.
Me.
Yeah. The ones that have to like. The reason you post so much about your relationship is because you're trying to prove that it's more than what it actually is.
And you're covering up something.
Huh,
interesting.
I mean, she's apparently things are okay with baby mama Amber, who's his ex-wife. Like, things are in an okay place because we saw they had, like, this big old feud earlier in the year.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm here for the two of them. I think they're cute. I agree with Archie. I don't think it's going to last very long. I hope it does. I really hope it does, but I don't think it will.
Yeah. I think it will.
Why?
Actually, I honestly think she's going to get pregnant soon.
I think she's all. Well, the tea is that she's already pregnant.
Well, that would be smart.
People
for her.
Are saying that she's pregnant.
That would be smart.
And they think that, you know, that's why she hasn't been like as out there. So there were some
totally
theories.
See
They're
that.
Saying that that's why she stopped bleaching her hair is because she has a baby inside her, and like that's why she hasn't posted much of like her body lately on Instagram. It's mostly just like face stuff. And they were saying that her face looks a little fuller, which again, I mean, we all have our days, but.
Interesting. Yeah, no, I could see that happening. And he is so good with his two daughters that it, I think that he would want another kid.
Wow. Could okay.
be. What?
Lindsay says it will last, probably not forever. Nothing lasts forever.
It's gonna
Lindsay.
Be a great first
That's
marriage.
A reality shock. Great first marriage.
Great
for
first
love.
Marriage.
But it will last for a few years. I think we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
Tiffany Ferguson gives it 10 years at best.
Bye.
He will be so old after that. That's true. That's true.
Yeah, it is.
Erica P. I think Lala said she wanted two kids too. Randall wanted one. Randall wants more kids.
I could see that. He's so good with his two daughters.
Yeah. Isn't he 60 though?
No! 60? Is he 60?
He's like late 40s. He's late 40s, early 50s.
Yeah, no, no. I'm going to look it up.
Fact check that, T. Fact check that.
I am.
Clarence said she was on Watch What Happens Live, and I don't think Lala will be pregnant.
47, according to Wikipedia.
Okay, that's not bad.
That's not horrible.
Erica P's been following this, and she said Lala stated that she changed her diet so she could get a bigger booty. Is that an excuse, though, Erica Pie. All right. On that note, we should crown our pumptini, and then we'll get into predictions.
Okay.
Archie, who gets your pumptini this week?
My pumptini goes to...
Who does your pumptini go to?
Brittany. I'm excited about the beer cheese. I mean, she's a businesswoman now. She's out in
I
LA.
Feel, yeah.
She's thriving. She's giving you a little Kentucky flair for the streets. I'm all over it.
I feel you. Teague DP, who gets your pumptini?
You know what? I'm really debating, but I think Stassi and Ariana get Stassi my pumptini.
And Ariana.
I'm a big fan.
Okay. My original pumptini was going to go to Brittany, not for the beer cheese, but for the fact that she was at least trying to save Raquel.
Right.
We've all had, you know, one person that we've tried to save in
can't
our lives.
Save a hoe.
At least. Yeah, you can't save a hoe. But I think I'm with you. I think I'm here for Ariana and Stassi. I think they're getting my pumptini.
Love it.
Now, to wrap out the show, predictions. Archie,
AfterBuzz TV,
what do you think is going to happen?
Predictions.
Very briefly.
Lisa Vanderpump is going to confront James, and he's going to be fired.
You think James is going to be fired, T?
He's going to go on a leave.
I don't think he's going to be fired. I think there's going to be some repercussions. He's going to cry his eyes out, blah, blah, blah. Okay.
I agree. I don't think he's going to be fired. But I just need to say, for the past 2 weeks, I have said that this scene is coming. James crying with Lisa begging for his job. And it's finally here. So I feel vindication.
You did it.
And on that note, I also want to say, we're going to be on break for the next 2 weeks, you guys. We have Christmas coming up. We have New Year's coming up. After that, we'll be breaking down 3 episodes of Vanderpump Rules, the after show, in the new year. So stay tuned. And until then, we'll keep you guys updated on our social medias. You can follow me at Just Plain Zach. I'm Zach Peter, and I'm going to be here every week breaking down Vanderpump Rules for you guys. Thank you. Please go and follow me. Teague DP, where can they follow you and
okay,
keep up?
So, I mean, thank you for already plugging it. You guys can find me, T. Julie Panko, at Teague DP. It's TIEGEDP. Mm-hmm. I'll see you there. And I love you guys. I'm so excited to be back.
Yay! Archie, yeah. Our newest addition, where can they find you?
Thanks for having me at Archie J Speaks. J-A-Y Speaks everywhere.
Do it. Go
Love
and
it.
Follow us. And Sarah Siri will be back. We'll have a full panel in the new year.
Yay!
Get ready, you guys. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button.
Woo!
Ciao.
Ciao.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world. And we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.